Harper Audio presents 4th of July Creek, a novel by Smith Henderson, performed by McLeod Andrews and Jenna Lamia. If I knew for a certainty that a man was coming to my house with the conscious design of doing me good, I should run for my life. Henry David Thoreau. Chapter 1. The cop flicked his cigarette to the dirt and gravel road in front of the house and touched back his hat over his hairline as the social worker drove up in a dusty Toyota Corolla. Through the dirty window, he spotted some blonde hair falling, and he hiked in his gut, hoping that the woman in there would be something to have a look at. Which is to say, he did not expect what got out. A guy in his late 20s, maybe 30, pulling on a denim coat against the cold morning air blowing down the mountain, ducking back into the car for a moment, reemerging with paperwork. His brown corduroy pants faded out over his skinny ass, the knees too. He pulled that long hair behind his ears with his free hand and sauntered over. "Name's Pete," the social worker said, tucking the clipboard and manila folder under his arm, shaking the cop's hand. "We're usually women," he added, smiling with an openness that put the cop at ill ease. The cop just replied with his own name. "Eugene." Took back his hand and coughed into his fist. The social worker pointed at the cop's badge with his chin, a 7-pointed nickel star with Montana chased inside it. Mountains on the left, plains on the right, a sun, a river. "Look at mine," Pete said, pulling out a flimsy laminate from his wallet. "I keep telling them I need a badge that don't look like it came out of a damn cereal box." The cop didn't.